Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Minor Chord here on KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette Lake Charles. This evening, we're going to check out some dark wave. Waves from the dark. The dark times. KMFDM, The Pixies, Nitzered, A Split Second, Front 242, The Sisters of Mercy. It is all waiting for us. Let us start things off with The Editors. Lights from the Back Room.
I still love the light, oh baby. Keeps me awake, but I don't mind. Everything I always wanted is right there, but soon it won't be. If fortune favors the brave, we'll be right back.
That was the Sisters of Mercy, Lucrethia, My Reflection. In 2008, not when this was recorded, Chris Catalyst was playing an Ibanez Iceman. He used to have Les Pauls also, but he didn't really pick them up too much. He was running that into an Ingle Powerball, and he also ran that into an Ingle 4x12 cab. He had a TU-2 and a Pod XT live for effects on stage, and the latter was MIDI-controlled from a synth rig. Ben Christio, also on stage, played two vintage Fender white Strats with single coils. Before that, you heard Love Joy Division, Love Will Tear Us Apart. Before that, of course, we heard The Cure, In Your House, from 17 Seconds. That's their second album. Their first album was, of course, Three Imaginary Boys. And that's the album that Michael Dempsey left. He was a bass player, and Simon Gallup replaced him. And everybody knows Gallup. Gallup's wonderful bass lines. Note that Reflection and A Play for the Day, and also The Final Sound, are true goth rock icons in their own right from that same album. It's a great album. If you have not heard 17 Seconds in its entirety, it's a wonderful album. Before that, we heard The Editor's Lights from The Back Room. Bass and lead on Rickenbacker guitars, and on Munich, also on that album, the snares run through a plate reverb. It's very interesting. That's the first album by The Editors. They're actually still playing. I believe they put out a new album last year. We're going to carry on with our dark wave. How about some Front 242? This is Headhunter version 1.0, the 12-inch. We'll be right back. That was Nitzer Ebb, Warsaw Ghetto, 12-inch version. Those are the EDM electronica, goth, heavy, industrial masters there. I'll give you a direct quote. Actually, there's an interview with them pretty recently. It said, we started off life as La Comédie de la Mort from the book Théophile Gautier, but soon had enough of that French romanticism bollocks and made up the name Nitzer Ebb by cutting up words and letters and pulling them randomly from a hat a la Bowie to try to get something deliberately Germanic without actually using German words. Before that, you heard a split-second rigor mortis from 1987. That was a 12-inch version. And if you were anywhere near a club in 1987, you probably heard that tune. That was a great tune there. That was actually from like their fourth album, I want to say. It's called like Kiss of Fury. And their other albums before that, they had a slew of hits before that, a split-second. They are actually still touring. And before that, we heard, of course, Front 242, Headhunter, version 1.0, 1988, from the 12-inch. I pulled an interview from Rock This Town from 1991, and as a huge rig rundown, I will go through some of it. It's pretty extensive. So for analog synths, they were using Roland System 100, 100Ms, and 101s. They were also using the Roland MIDI interface MPU 101s. Some Yamaha CS40Ms. Some Oberheim Matrix 1000. The digital synths that they used were Yamaha DX7 and Insonic VFX. I remember that guy. Roland DDR30, a Yamaha TG77, a Korg Wave Station. On sequencers, they had the Atari 1040. They were using it with Sequence Cubase 2.0. Samplers, they had an Akai S9000 and an Akai S1000. And they also had emulator 2s. They were using an Akai 1100, an Emu Percussion, a Roland S10 for live use at the mixing desk. For effects, they had Lexicon 480Ls, a Yamaha SPX92, a Roland SRV2000, a Roland SDE3000, an Elise's MidiVerb 2, everybody had one of those, I think I had two of them, an Elise's Quadriverb, everybody had a couple of those, an Art DRX SPX1000, I remember that guy, an Eventide, H3000 SE. For their mixing table, they had a Scorpion 32x16 deck. Their recorders were Tascam M16s. They were also using Luxman. That was from a nice piece of gear from Japan. They were using Luxman DAT machines. Speakers, they had Yamaha NS10Ms in the studios. And a couple of other things. And interestingly enough, in their graphic studio department, because they made a lot of their videos, they were using Amigas. Those are Commodore Amigas. They were using 2500s and 500s. You've been listening to The Minor Chord here on KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette Lake Charles. You can visit us online at krvs.org. You can see playlists, podcasts, news, and upcoming events and information. And you can click on that big red donate button on the top right to donate to Public Radio for Acadiana. We're going to continue on our Dark Wave Hour here with some Skinny Puppy. How about we do Assimilate? This is filmed live at the Dolce Vita Club in Lausanne in 1986 in Switzerland.
Creativity. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Some of you may be wondering just why I would throw a Killing Joke in at the very end with the wait. It is because if you looked up most of these songs that I played this evening, and you scour around and start reading reviews of the singers and the artists and the members of the band on almost all the tracks that I've played, almost all of them reference Killing Joke as one of their main big influences. It's kind of interesting. Before that, you heard the Pixies' Gouge Away from Doolittle. It's a great album. You should hear it in its entirety. I believe it is in the list of 1001 albums to hear before you die. Before that, we heard KMFDM with Power, Modern Times, and Black Sugar from Modern Times. They are playing a Black Sugar Strat, the Sully Stardust, into an Atomic Ampfire 12 amp modeler with Eventide H19 and Boss Super Shifter effects. Before that, you heard Skinny Puppy, Assimilate. That was filmed live in Lucerne in Switzerland in 1986. Probably could not do a dark anything without some serious Cure. We heard one at the beginning. Let's hear another one from that actual same album. This is their biggest hit live. Live, they play this all the time. Everybody loves it. It's Forest from 17 Seconds.
KRVS is licensed to the University of Louisiana at Lafayette by the Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C. We operate on an assigned frequency of 88.7 MHz with an effective radiated power of 100,000 watts. KRVS is also authorized to operate oral studio transmitter links WHB 300 and WLJ 739 on a frequency of 946 MHz. KRVS studios are located in Burke Hawthorne Hall on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, with main transmitter facilities located in Maxey, Louisiana, and backup transmitter facilities in Doosan, Louisiana. This Doosan property is made possible through an agreement with the Lafayette Parish School System, creating a brighter future and partnership with the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find out more and listen online at our website at krvs.org.